Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
There are 120,000 unsolved murder cases in America.
It was the next day that I found out from my parents what had happened, that my sister was killed.
Each one is called a cold case.
Sometimes you have to look really closely to find the evidence.
Damn it, I killed her.
Damn it, I killed her.
Cold Case Files, the podcast.
Garcia is walking into the home of a real monster.
I was nervous. I realized what kind of person I was dealing with.
It's a goosebump moment.
Download new episodes every Tuesday on the Podcast One app or subscribe at Apple Podcasts or PodcastOne.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to For Crying Out Loud. Steffi's got her hands in the air.
That's our show,
like,
man.
She just don't care.
I just don't care.
My tooth fell out.
It did?
Uh-huh.
Oh no.
I know.
Another one?
Yeah. What the fuck? I have bad teeth. God. They're not very sturdy.
Lynette, I have to stop doing meth.
I know.
I'm serious. Come on.
I know.
Stop the meth. Your tooth fall out?
This is one of the tooth that was a peg tooth when I was a kid. So never – I had baby teeth until I was like 21, until I had like health insurance and then went to a real dentist. And then anyway, I was flossing and this is the tooth that has a cap over it and it just fell out.
Oh, no.
Well, I was watching Sherlock with the kids. It's our new favorite show.
Honey, I'm sorry
that. Anywho.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know what's going to make you feel better?
Yeah.
About peg tooth?
Mm-hmm.
Brooklinen sheets?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Brooklinen is our new sponsor, and I got my sheets in the mail.
Yeah.
And they are
super nice.
Nice
and soft.
They're so soft.
I know. I love them.
Okay.
I
so
had to get them.
Here's the thing. I'm going to tell you something about Brooklinen and that's not on the copy.
Yeah.
I'm going rogue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Something to know about sheets is, first of all, they're comfortable.
Right.
But the thing is, you know, sometimes you get this thing in your head where you're like, the way high thread count is better.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you something. It's not about the thread count.
Nope.
Because the really high thread count, I have spent a lot of money on sheets in the past to get that really high thread count. And they wear through really fast. And suddenly you have holes in your sheet. And you're like, really?
These
are the expensive sheets?
Yeah. What am I doing to make holes in my sheets?
Not much at all. So Brooklinen, the thread count, it's not about the thread count. The type of cotton they use is very, very soft.
Right.
And but they're sturdy.
They're sturdy and they're like they're luxurious sheets for a very reasonable cost.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can get they have all different patterns. Personally, I chose the smoke color.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hip, kind of like a dark gray.
Yeah. I like that.
And then I got a duvet cover, too, because why not?
Right.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you?
You know? Mm-hmm. Having another duvet cover is always good.
Yeah.
And it's in like a very subtle stripe with a smoke and a white stripe, and it goes with the smoke sheets.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I like about them? Mm-hmm. You get four pillowcases.
Really?
Splurge on the four pillowcases.
Yeah.
Who only has two pillows on their bed?
I know. Well,
dumb people. Anyway, if you want to get some Brooklinen sheets to be cool like us, go to Brooklinen, that's Brooklinen.com, and use the promo code FCOL, shockingly.
That's right.
We're using FCOL for as much as we can these days. So if you're ever in doubt when you want to use a promo code, just try FCOL.
Yeah. And you'll get $20 off and free shipping when you use FCOL. So how about that?
How about that? How about them apples?
Yes.
How about them sheets? Okay, another thing that we want to tell you guys about before we get into our lives is Homer Learning.
You want to learn?
Well.
You want kids to learn?
Yeah. Kids learn best when they're having fun and exploring what they love. I don't know if you know that, but I'm getting very acquainted with that. Is your 4-year-old obsessed with dinosaurs? princesses, ocean science, or archaeology? What if you could craft a personalized learning pathway that starts with their favorite interests and just right reading skills and serves up stories and games to help motivate learning? Okay, this thing is really good.
Yeah.
It's really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are like
you used
me
it, didn't you?
And Lynette, yes, I have mm-hmm. tried it. And it's really great. They challenge the whole one-size-fits-all approach to teaching kids to read by creating a personalized learning pathway based on their reading stage, not just their age. This
right.
is so important because all kids learn differently. We can fall into that trap of thinking like, oh, my kid should
exactly.
be at this level.
That's
you know,
why
because
I
the
have
other
IPAs
kids are,
every other week.
Thank you. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why a lot of us feel this way.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to help your child fall in love with reading, try Homer, the only reading method powered by your child's interest. And it's shown to increase early reading scores by 74%. And as a Brains On fan, you're going to get 2 months free by visiting learnwithhomer.com/, you guessed it, FCOL. That's learnwithhomer.com/FCOL.
All right. That's enough ads. So you know how I said how I flipped a Yui in front of and cut people off?
Yes, and then you almost got your ass kicked.
Beat by some guy in scrubs.
Yes.
So this morning.
What are you doing, brain surgery? Saving lives?
Why
I'm
can't
trying
I
to
cut
get
in
my,
front of you? Yeah.
I got to do a podcast. Get off my ass. Yeah.
This morning, I was lucky enough to pull down the street and no line of cars. So I can flip a Yui, right? No problem. Because I'm not
going
to – right? Because I won't cut anybody off except for the fact that the principal happens to be out there waving people in, getting people out of the car. Bitch, go on the other side of the school and do that like you're supposed to. Why are you here today, the one day that there's no line that I can flip a Yui?
What is the principal campaigning for
I know.
Another term?
Come
Stop
on.
Stop shaking hands
yes.
and kissing babies
yeah,
and
get
go
back
to your
in
desk.
The office and take some more IPA meetings. She's actually really nice. And she kind of looks like Big Bird.
And of course, if they weren't out there, we'd be like, what do these principals do all day? Why are they always like
well,
behind closed
doors?
Well,
she's usually on the other side of the school.
Right.
Where the non-sixth graders get out of their car. But the one day, anyway. So, yeah.
So you couldn't do it?
So I couldn't do it. What else traffic accidents happened over the weekend? Traffic incidents. Anybody hit
this
your car lately?
Traffic. No.
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 That's good.
I did go back to Six Flags, though.
You love that Six Flags, man. You're an adrenaline
obsessed.
Junkie.
Yeah. It was really fun. I'm starting to get a little, though, inured. What's the word that's for, like, where you're a little
– sick of it?
Not sick of it, but where it just doesn't hit you the same excitement level.
Yeah.
It's like more for the kids now.
Really? You're bored with it?
They're having fun. I'm not bored. No. I really like it. It's just I'm starting to notice more like, oh, my God, my feet hurt.
Uh-huh.
I need another Diet Coke, you know, to get through. I can't go on this roller coaster again. You guys go and have fun.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit and check Facebook.
You don't get dizzy or nauseous or anything?
Well – at a certain age, yeah. I stopped being able to do, as we've discussed, like anything spinny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like teacups, nothing with a cup mm-hmm. or a round circle mm-hmm. or a spin movement.
Right.
I'm not going to enjoy that.
No spin
gonna
zone.
Going to get a migraine and
yeah.
nauseous.
Mm-hmm.
But anything that's like straightforward roller coaster, I'm in.
But those they're not straightforward, though. They go around and up and down. And
yeah, I like
you,
it.
Yeah.
I like them when they're more smooth, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people, a lot of women.
Phil Dunphy, they did a whole Modern Family episode on it.
Really? About not him. Liking roller coasters?
Well, about him. He used to liking it, and now he's getting old, and then he was getting nauseous on them. But he was trying very hard to enjoy them.
So far, I still really like it. Like, I really like Superman ride, and I really like the scarier, the better.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know. I gotcha.
Except for, remember, I got that panic attack on Ninja?
Right.
With the and I still can't go on that one. And it's just thinking about that one still makes me like, I can't with the bar.
That's the other thing. The bar that comes down, like I feel like it's like weighs heavy on my chest.
Yeah, I like the ones that just have a lap bar. And mm-hmm. even those, I'm like, it doesn't need to be that tight.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'll hold on.
Yeah, I'll hold on really tight.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's touching me. It's touching me. I need some room here.
I can't breathe. Or sometimes the thing will start to move and I'll go, it's not shut. It's not shut. It's not locking. It's not locking. And they're like, hold on, lady. We're going to move it up and then we're going to stop again. And then she's going to check you. So.
Oh, well, that's fair, though, that you would freak out about that. Like,
yeah,
I don't like that. No false alarms.
Right.
I'm too old for a false alarm.
Right. No, so you're going to Magic Mountain. I'm going to the spa. My girlfriend, Melissa, took me to a co-ed spa.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds dirty.
It's in what it, speaking of dirty. Okay. So it's in West Hollywood.
Oh,
now it's all coming, all snapping into focus. So I think it's owned by Russian people. The word
mafia.
On the street is it's owned by the Russian mafia or whatever. But so she takes me for my birthday. I told her she didn't have to, but she wanted to go because she wanted to go. And then they have like a restaurant where you can eat and have something like, you know, drinks and food afterwards. So anyways, but as I'm walking up to the spa, there's this really hot guy walking back and forth, like pacing back and forth. I can see him as I'm parking on the phone, and I get out of the car, and then he looks right at me, and it's the guy from Dancing with the Stars, the really hot – what's his face? Maximilian.
Oh, yeah?
You know – yeah, him. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Now you're all ears.
He's cute.
He's cute, and I'm like – he's a – first of all, because I didn't even think anything of
he's
it.
He's Russian, I think.
That's what I think, right? I think so. So
yeah.
I didn't – see, he's a hot guy standing outside like on a major street in West Hollywood. I immediately just think he's not on my team or he's
– right.
Right? So – but then when he turns around and he looks right at me, now I'm all, oh, where's my lip gloss? Then go get a massage, which was fine. It was nice. And Melissa and her and I, we meet like when we've gone one time before a long time ago. We meet in the spa area. That's co-ed. They have like a big swimming pool. They have like a hot bath. They got a cold bath. Okay, so like I was thinking I'm going to go in the jacuzzi and like get my muscles. So then I go down and meet her and she's like sitting off to the side and I'm like with her robe and I'm like, what are you doing? How come you're not in the jacuzzi? And because we love going in the jacuzzi. And she's like, no. She's like, it's a frothy thing of pubes. And
ew!
It was pube soup.
Pube stew. Disgusting.
It was so she's like, look over there. And so there's like the, I don't even know
no.
what I'm talking about. I know, like the foam, you
oh,
know?
No.
I know. And I was like, ugh, okay, great. I was looking so forward to a hot, like steamy.
Just swirling DNA.
Yeah, just swirling DNA. Ugh. Then as I walk out in my bathrobe after I get a massage, you know how you have that like big old crease, you know, and you get after you get a massage, like you don't get massages, do you?
No, I
you
don't
like them.
Don't like them.
You know, you put your head down in that cradle and uh-huh. you get that like it's crease on your forehead that's
okay.
been there, you know. So I get out, my hair is in a ponytail, I'm all relaxed, and who do I bump right into?
Maxie.
Mm-hmm. There he is.
Oh boy,
in all his glory. In just a bath towel around his waist.
Hello.
Yeah. Lucky me, huh?
Yeah.
I know. Except I was all disheveled, but what am I going to do?
Did you guys talk?
I was walking. I came out of the thing, and I was looking to find where the area for me to go meet her. And I, like, turned the corner, and I almost opened the door to – and he's like, that's the men's area. And I was like, oh, okay, sorry. My bad.
You're like,
yeah,
do you want to dance?
Yeah,
or
I know.
Can I?
Can you teach me
yeah.
the cha-cha? Oh, he's not on that show anymore, is he?
No, wasn't there some kind of scandal with him?
I don't know. I think he
– was he married and his marriage broke up, or did he break up someone else's marriage, or what happened? I don't know. Kaylin,
you got to look into that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who is this?
Max is something from – not Max Zapata, but Max –
from
Max,
Dancing with the Stars.
Maxime.
All right, I'll look into it.
From Dancing with the Stars.
Actually,
yeah.
I have a picture of me on my Instagram with him from like 2 years, 3 years, 2 years.
Why didn't you remind him? You met him
you
before.
You remember I met you at the Toyota Grand Prix along like 2 years ago. I was wearing a bright yellow shirt.
Yeah.
Do you remember me?
We had our picture
right?
taken
yeah,
together.
Yeah.
How rude that you don't remember.
Look, maybe it's – what if I take my hair out of my ponytail now? Do you remember me? What am I going to say?
Huh?
That?
Ringing any bells? What if we were like that?
Yeah. His girlfriend's like, I'll ring your bell. Don't get worried. No.
Or a wife, was he wearing a ring? I need to know the
I know.
What happened.
I want to know what happened.
What happened?
What happened?
We'll find out.
I'm not seeing any super big scandals from him here. It seems that he just
– Is he married?
Yeah, he recently married Peta Murgatroyd. But that's all the news that's really coming
Is
up
from
him.
Is she from the show too? Well, maybe he married another
Oh, you know what you're thinking of? He was dating a girl, one of the other dancers. I know what you're thinking. He was dating one of the dancers on the show. And then they broke up. And then they got back together, I think. And then they broke up again. Maybe that's what you're thinking. I don't know.
I really feel like somebody's marriage got ruined.
Because of him?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe I'm just – maybe it's just wishful thinking.
Yeah.
Because I like drama.
Yeah.
So what did you do? So was that this weekend?
Yeah. That was Friday.
Okay. Yeah. God, you're just going out and doing stuff, living life like
yeah,
a real person.
Well, I mean, what else am I going to do?
Spend time with my kids?
Yeah,
no.
No. No, she offered to take me. So what else is going on?
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
This is a topic that comes to us from time to time. So Elby is rarely ever needs something really specific, like an item of clothing or something that everybody has.
Uh-huh.
The one thing she needed was Adidas because mm-hmm. every single
girl.
Kid at her school has Adidas. Mm-hmm. They have to be a certain kind. Mm-hmm. They got the three black stripes.
Yeah.
It can't be no rip on.
No knockoff, no Target Adidas.
No, but even if they're Adidas, this is the thing that's a little different. Like when I was a kid, I feel like the knockoffs were not cool. But if you just had a different version of something, is like if you had Nikes.
Right.
But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe even back in the day, I remember everybody had to have Nikes. You had to have the swoosh.
The swoosh, yeah.
Yeah, but you couldn't have something that was just like a different – you had to have those same Nikes that everyone had. Okay, so Elby needed mm-hmm. the same Nikes everyone had.
Mm-hmm.
And Sadie really wanted – and also Elby's really into hoodies.
Mm-hmm.
And it can't
My
be a zipper.
Kid too.
It has to be the kind that are a pullover.
What the hell?
And they have to be kind of cropped.
Cropped.
And sort of slouchy,
oh,
like longer arms,
my God.
But cropped. Yeah.
I know.
So, Elby, honestly,
deal with
she
that?
Has like eight of them.
I know. It's Natalia, too. It's ridiculous.
But the one thing that's great about Elby mm-hmm. is she doesn't care about how much things cost.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she likes stuff from like, Abercrombie, but mm-hmm. I've bought stuff for her on eBay for like $10.
Right.
And she's thrilled. Pre-owned.
Right.
I'll just go on there and find something. And she gets it in the mail. She doesn't go like, well, where are the tags? Like she's
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Great. Love
yeah.
it.
Right.
And wears it all the time.
Right.
So she's easy that way. And also the sweatshirts. Have you ever heard of Q Fashions?
Mm-mm.
It's the store in the mall. I don't know if they're everywhere. Where it's super inexpensive.
Is it the Asian one that you don't know how to pronounce? Like,
no, this is just called Q.
It's called Q. But you know that store? I just went to the mall with Natalia for the first time. But go ahead. There's a store that's like – it's got like four squares in the logo and it's Asian writing. I don't even know what it's called.
Okay. I don't know that store. But
You've
this one
it.
Is just – everything's really cheap.
Okay.
Inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
So – I bought Sadie. Like, everything is like $10.
Well, like Contempo used to be for us?
Kind of, but I got to say even a little less expensive. It's mm-hmm. like – but cute stuff. Like, mm-hmm. they have tons of cute T-shirts and everything is just very inexpensive.
Yeah.
So we found – so Sadie started to get into wanting a hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Found her one there, size small, fit Sadie, you know, for like $14.
Right.
And – And LB has like a bunch of sweatshirts from that store. Anyway, mm-hmm. my point is this. Those guys are easy to please.
Right.
Because it's like I said, with LB, I can order something off eBay. And Sadie's like, I don't know, I want a hoodie. I was mm-hmm. like, is there anything else you want that everyone has? She's like, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Sadie just likes her crazy haircuts.
Yeah.
She likes – she's always up for like dyeing her hair or shaving her
I
head
love that.
Or doing something crazy.
I think that's so cute.
She's
I love that.
But Xander is very brand aware. And he's only 9 years old.
Boys are more.
You think? Because I would have always thought it was girls. He gets this. He gets Sunny's very focused on the thing that everybody has. And I'm like, everybody doesn't even have that.
Like what? Like,
okay, right now he's very obsessed with needing basketball shoes. And they need to have – he doesn't want any basketball shoes. They need to either be Under Armour or – Nikes, but he wants it with a Velcro.
Oh, because he's like lazy, like Sunny. That's
well,
tie.
but they tie. Yeah. But then they also have a Velcro that goes over by your ankle. It kind of goes over the top. And he points them out to me. He looks them up online. He's obsessed. And John and I were trying to get him a pair because he. But the thing is, these kids their feet grow out of it. They grow out of it. So I'm like. And then, but I get caught up in it because, like, I want my kids to be, I guess, cool and accepted. Yeah. Or maybe I just project my own, like, oh, I remember not having stuff, so I want them to have it. But where's the line between wanting them to have that thing, but then knowing with certain kids, like with him, he's going to be on to the next thing. Like, for a while it was he really wanted hoodies, the boy hoodie. Those ones that are made of that material, they're Nike – they're mostly Nike, and it has the logo on the front, and they're made of that, like, I want to say like a polyurethane,
so it breathes.
Slightly shiny material, that sports material, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though I feel like you sweat more in that material.
I know.
I don't think that's comfortable at all.
Bought him two of those on eBay, pre-owned. He didn't know it. And he was satisfied for a little while. But then we were like, I don't know, at Old Navy or something, and he saw another one and he really wanted it. I was like, you got two.
Yeah.
How many freaking stupid sweatshirts do you need?
Right.
But then I was like, okay, far be it from me to be like judging, like, I don't care.
Right.
In my old age, I do not care about brands. I know you're the same way. I like comfortable clothes. I will get sometimes in my head a thing I want.
That's
kind of like, random,
right.
And then I will hunt around for it, and I'll spend $100 if I really want it. Whatever it is, like if it's a Coach bag, but I'll find it used almost always.
Right.
But I will.
See, I never go on eBay. You know why? I don't use PayPal.
Oh, PayPal is a life changer.
I know. It is.
I love PayPal. But anyway, the point is, should I? Okay, so John was getting kind of caught up in it too because – so Xander's really obsessed with wanting these shoes. And right now he's wearing a pair of hand-me-down basketball shoes from LB because he outgrew his old basketball shoes. But it's not like he's on a varsity basketball team. Like, he plays basketball a couple times a week. I understand that he should have some decent basketball shoes.
Does he play basketball every day, like at recess, lunch?
He does play outside on our – yes.
Because they get worn – do you ever see the bottom of his shoes? Because they get – you'll be surprised. I can't believe – it's like bald tires on the bottom of Sonny's shoes sometimes. Like,
yeah.
I felt like I just bought these shoes and now they're like the bottom – the soles are like worn to the – down to the nub.
Yeah. LB is more the one who should have like multiple pairs because – and she's the least – asking for it. No, it's just that she – right now she's playing basketball for her school basketball team. She has hour and a half practices three times a week. She's also playing for Kiki's team a couple practices unless she's really tired or has homework. But he does hour and a half practices twice a week. Then she's just joined up with her rec league that you know, the one that we used to play for the park, our local park. And that's going to – and she's going to practices for that. She plays basketball every day, sometimes two practices a day.
Yeah.
She needs basketball
shoes. She's like
Sunny. But the one who's asking for it is Xander. And he wants – and the shoes are like $60. I guess that's better than like $150, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Should I – Kaylin, what do you think? Is $60 reasonable to spend on a 9-year-old's basketball shoes?
Yeah. I think so.
Or
I mean, shoes are expensive.
Him.
I think that sounds reasonable.
I think it's fine. And if he's again, if you should check out his shoes and see how worn out they get.
Well, he does need a pair of shoes, and I guess if it's like, okay, the difference is I could get him a black pair of Nikes on sale at Big Five. Mm-hmm. I know this isn't scintillating conversation. Mm-hmm. It's more of like a mom dilemma.
No,
it's
but
like
I have
the principle.
Yeah.
There's a pair at Big Five that are $44. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why can't you just have those? And he's like, well, they're just plain. They're boring. They're just black and white. And I want like blue ones or green ones or whatever, mm-hmm. or red ones. Okay, so they have those, but they're, you know, whatever, $15 right. more. I know it's not crazy, but it's the principle. Should I be going like, okay, I'm going to spend $60 instead of giving them to you on sale because you want a better color?
I would buy them.
Okay.
If I were you. But listen, here's something I found that I find this is interesting, and this could be a help for just for other parents out there. This is an app called Allowance Manager, and this guy showed it to me. He built the app, what it is it's connected with Visa, and it's a credit card. Your kid gets the credit card. So they do their chores. You put in – you can go online. You'll see – all you have to do is put in – you know, transfer it from your account. It's very simple. He made it very easy. You take it from your account into their account. Then they have – he has teenagers. So then
They
have a balance. And then it also teaches these kids now – so – He showed me his kid's account. And he's like, so see, I saw like my son today went to El Pollo Loco and bought lunch, you know, $12 or whatever. So you'll see what they're spending, and it connects to apps, to the App Store, connects to Netflix, whatever, everything. So if they want to buy a movie to watch, or if they want to buy an app or whatever, and they'll learn real fast about those apps that are free, but then they want
in-app
you to
purchases.
Right. They'll start to learn quick. And so I told Natalia about it, and she's like, when's it coming? I already signed up for it, and it's coming in the mail. And you can put their picture on it. So
oh
you can
my
put
God.
A picture of like Sunny playing basketball on it.
What's it called again?
It's so cool. Allowance
Manager.
Oh my God. I really highly recommend it. And
I'm the allowance manager. Mm-hmm. They're constantly like, so how much money do I have?
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll tell me how much money they have.
Yeah,
and I'm
right.
sure they're fudging.
Oh, of course.
I'm
yeah.
like, but didn't I just let you buy more Roblox
mm-hmm.
two
mm-hmm.
days ago? They're like, no, that was last week.
Right. Now they do.
Like,
they
I
all
really
the time.
Feel like.
Right.
But then I'm too lazy to go look up my
mm-hmm.
Credit card.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or
they're always shaking me down. So now they're going to see what it's like. I cannot
wait.
That's
a really good idea.
Yeah, it is. It's genius.
I need to teach my kids some more responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if they're getting a little older. So now that they're 11, I feel they could have done it a long time ago. But now they'll see they're getting older. And also, even as an adult, you forget, like when you don't see the cash anymore, you don't go to the ATM, you get the money. Like they don't see the cash. So to them, it's just like, oh, you know, $5 for this or four, can I have, you know, whatever for that. Now they're going to see their account. So they'll go on their app and they'll see how much money they have left. And they'll be like, shit, I just spent all that money at, you know,
right.
El Pollo Loco on my friends for lunch, you know.
You know what they don't understand too? Kids don't understand tax.
Uh-uh.
So if they see something, like if Sadie's like, okay, I get $9 for my allowance, which mm-hmm. she does. They get the same, they get their age
mm-hmm.
in cash.
Uh-huh.
So Sadie will be like, okay, so I'm spending $6 on this. And I'm like, first of all, it's $6.99.
Right.
So let's not forget right. the 99 cents.
Right.
And second of all, there's tax.
Right.
So she'll always computes it much lower than it actually mm-hmm. is. So then she's upset with me when I'm like, well, it's $6.99, which is $7. Plus you got to add in another dollar for tax. Mm-hmm. That's really mm-hmm. $8.
Now it's your problem.
Right.
She's just going to pay the $6.
Yeah, I'm like, listen,
you're gonna
talk
have to
your congressman.
Yeah, I know.
You know? That's
know.
Not on me.
Right. Yeah.
Call Nancy Pelosi or Dianne Feinstein. You know?
Start writing your
Don't
letters.
Look at me.
And do they now – they get an allowance, so you just give them $9 a week?
Yes, but Lynette,
I know.
I don't actually give it to them.
Right.
I think about giving it to them, and
right.
then I sort of do in my head.
And then when you're conversations out in public, that's what you say. I get my kid an allowance. Like,
right.
Okay.
And then when they compute it in their head and they go, Mom, you owe me
mm-hmm.
– I'm owed $18. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, since when? Mm-hmm. And they're like, I haven't had my allowance in 2 weeks. And then I go, – but didn't I just buy you the blah, blah, blah? And then they go, well, that wasn't, you said that wasn't my, I don't know.
I know. I just, it doesn't.
And I can't keep track. So no. I have to just trust them.
Yeah.
And they're not trustworthy.
No. Now they're going to have their credit card. Now they're going to be
I love it. Yeah. And they can remind me once a week, okay, we need money in our account.
Right.
We did our chores.
Mm-hmm.
They
exactly.
have been pretty good about doing their chores.
Yeah. Mine have too. They got a – Sonny's job is to look after Phil, feed him, clean up his dog shit. I said last night – I woke up this morning. I said, oh, Phil woke me up 3 times last night. He had to go, what did he eat? Like, he had diarrhea last night. And he's like – the first thing Sonny says is, oh, great. Before he even gets out of bed, I just hear him go, oh, great. Does that mean I have to clean up diarrhea?
You're like, yeah.
Yep. It's your job. He's got, yeah, that's his job. Her job is the
kitchen.
What
did Phil eat?
I have no idea. I have no idea. Phil's getting a lot nicer now.
Really?
In his old age. Yeah. Well, he's nicer to me. He's not such a dick.
Has he been just mellowing out?
I think so.
The last couple times I've seen him, he's really calm.
Yeah. He's always been a calm dog, but, you know. Anyway.
So is he getting trained?
No. What happened? He realizes who the weak ones are in the household, and he zones in, and he picks on. So here's the ranking. Olga's number one. He listens to Olga.
Right, pack leader.
Yes, she's number one. Then Adam, then Natalia. Actually, I think at Natalia, then Adam.
Oh.
Because he still picks on Adam. And then me, and then Sonny.
Poor Sonny.
Or it's a tie between
Sonny's
me and
Sonny. Sonny's not moving up in the ranks from being in charge of the food?
No. Mm-mm. He picks on me and Sonny. So when nobody's around and he's feisty and he wants to play, he'll go in my room, get one of my shoes, and then he'll come stand and like, what do you want from me now, bitch? Come get it. Like, he'll just be on like, it's on. Let's go. And then what happens? I give him what he wants. I have to chase him.
Right.
Or the only way to get away from him, and sometimes he gets my nice shoe, is I have to give him a treat. And Sonny will go, don't do that because then you're rewarding his bad behavior.
Oh, my gosh.
Meanwhile, he's getting the treat out when he's got his shoe in his mouth. He is such an asshole, that dog, though. That's what he does. But I notice he hasn't done it that much as he used to. One thing he does do is he picks on Adam. At night, he gets this witching hour. Does Penelope ever get like that like excitement hour where she just wants to play?
Sometimes, yeah. And then she'll want to wrestle because
mm-hmm.
John will wrestle with her.
Uh-huh.
And she'll just start going like and then like chase a bone around the playroom.
Uh-huh.
She just does it for a few minutes though.
Yeah. See, Sonny, I mean, what's his name? Phil, every night, like after he eats, it's on. He's running around. He's probably here right now. I can hear him outside. he runs around, and it's a nightmare because you got to, like, either take him for a lot of walks and wear him out, or that's it.
Can we break for 1 second?
Yeah.
I have to pee.
Go ahead.
Seriously.
Okay. And we're back. What are you – oh, my God.
Well
– can you talk about it?
Yeah, I can.
Okay.
There's – you know – you know the moms – okay, this is going to be a mom bitch.
Go ahead.
Okay, so this is a mom that I don't really know, but some other parents that I know have warned me
mm-hmm.
about her
mm-hmm.
that I don't know her kid at all,
mm-hmm.
but some moms have warned me that she's a mooch mom, but worse than our – though. Okay, you and I are like mooches in the way of –
We forgot stuff,
and yeah. then people feel sorry for us and, mm-hmm. like, share.
Right.
Right? But mm-hmm. it's a little different. But we don't, like, walk up to somebody. We would never walk up to somebody and be
yeah.
like, yo, can I get a diaper?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really bring any.
Mm-hmm. No, you know, also, we don't like – I think you and I are the same – is we don't like asking other parents to have to take our kid somewhere or can you pick my kid up? Like – parents
hate
that
it.
I don't – yeah. I
hate it.
I don't know them that well, even if I'm friendly with them. I hate, yeah, I can't.
Oh,
I'm like
always
it.
The mom that's like that will get taken advantage of because I'll even if I'm in a carpool situation, I'll be like, I mean, I can go, I can be drive again if you want. Like it's okay. I'm not that busy today.
Right.
Or if it's their turn, even I'll be like, I mean, if you could do it, that'd be so great because like I have to go to work today. Mm-hmm. But I mean, if you can't, I totally get it. Right. Like I'll do it.
Right.
And then of course I'm resentful, but I'm just saying I'm with you. Mm-hmm. But there's a mom, and I just got asked, who has no qualms about just going like, yeah, I need you to drive my kid places and never asks. A mom friend of mine who I love was telling me about this other mom, and she's like, look out for her because she will just enroll you in her program of, you know, doing her favors.
Right.
And she will never offer to return the favor. Like she's very entitled.
Oh boy.
I just got an email from her asking me, she doesn't even know me. We've rarely had a conversation. Our girls are doing an activity together and she doesn't know me. She got my name off of the list of an email went out to everybody saying that we had to give our own kids rides to this certain activity.
Right.
And I literally just got an email from her. She's like, yeah, can you do me a favor and take my daughter to and from the activity on both the times that we have to give them their own transportation? I can't do it.
Oh, my God.
It's like, no, bitch.
Wow.
First of all, no. Like, I'm not doing it to and from both times because you just can't. I can't either.
Yeah.
I'm going to write her back and say no.
Yeah. Good.
I mean, and I can't and John and I just literally had to sit down and map out how we're going to make it work for both of those things because, by the way, bitch, I have two more kids.
Right. Does she have any?
What are these people thinking that just go, can you do me a favor and just do – and why would you think that I can – the return trip is the worst because the going there, I have to pick up from school, take my daughter to this activity that's pretty far. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that when I'm doing this, which it's tomorrow is the first one, I'm going to take her there. Then I'm going to stay and watch. Then John's going to meet me there and pick her up and take her home with the two other kids.
Right.
It's a choreographed – it's a tightly choreographed dance that we're doing in order to be able to get her there.
Right.
So – and then I have to go, by the way – to West Hollywood because I'm going to a legal clinic to help me change Xander's name and gender on his birth certificate.
Nice.
So that's pretty exciting.
A legal clinic.
There's this I want to call it a foundation that gives free – that helps people in need like with elder – care things that people find themselves that they need to do. And they do a lot of stuff for transgender rights and gay and lesbian issues. Mm-hmm. And anyway, they do these clinics to help people with various things.
If
you have elder parents or there's an elder abuse problem, they're a law firm.
Right.
But they do a lot of pro bono stuff. Anyway, they're having a clinic for people. And I've had it planned for like 2 months. Mm-hmm. But of course, it's on the same day as this activity. Mm-hmm. But like, you know, when you're like, I am so busy. Mm-hmm. This is, we're just figuring out. And yeah, can you do me a favor? And not only will you take my daughter, but also pick her back up and drop her back off at your house?
It pisses me off.
Really?
I know. It really infuriates me.
Or since I can't do it, like you think I should ask my husband, hey, can you pick up this other girl?
Right.
Because her mom just can't do it. Because she's like, I have another kid. That's what she said in her email.
That's what she said?
Yeah. Well, she wrote.
This is insane. I can't decide if I envy these people because that's just the way they live and they get free shit constantly.
Yeah. By the way, the bitch didn't even spell my name right. When you're going to ask somebody that you don't know for favors, just see how they spell their name.
Yeah, right.
Make it a little more personal. Act like you know them a little bit.
Right.
I'm not fucking Uber.
Right.
Seriously. But the thing is that I already know about this person, that she has other people take her kids home, that she does a carpool, except that she's never the carpool. She has other people take her kids places and she doesn't return the favor.
Collectively get together and say, fuck no.
Yeah, well, I've never like even gossiped about – I mean, I only know this one person who was like, just look out for her.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you think
– very moochy in that way.
If she didn't tell you to look out for her, do you think that you
– I would have still read that email and been like, really?
Yeah.
Well, because the person who's in charge of this activity sent out an email to all the parents mm-hmm. and said, for two of these activities – everybody needs to be responsible for their own kids' transportation
right.
okay. to and from. Mm-hmm. On the rest of them, there's going to be a bus.
Mm-hmm.
But for two of them out of like whatever, 10,
right.
you guys have to get your kids there and back because
right.
we can't afford the bus. There's not enough kids.
Right, right.
And she wrote back, mm-hmm. I'm not going to be able to – I'll need somebody to take my kids.
Oh, she replied to
everybody?
She
replied to all, I'll need somebody to take my kids.
And nobody answered.
Nobody answered.
Oh, my God.
We all made arrangements. And by the way, I was going to write to this – to the overall director, the person who wrote us, and say I can't – I can take a couple kids with me
mm-hmm.
to the event.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll have to find – they'll have to have their own ride
right,
home.
Right.
Because I am going to be at the school. I don't mind
mm-hmm.
for the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But why would you email me out of the blue sky? I didn't email him this. I never told the guy this.
Mm-hmm.
I never said I can take some kids.
Right.
So she doesn't know this
right,
yet.
Right,
so
right.
she's really just asking, blatantly
right.
going like, no,
she's
like, I'll
calling.
Do the second one.
Mm-hmm.
If you could help me out with this one, I'll do the next one.
Right.
No, she was just like, I'm going to need you to take my kid to and from both times because I can't.
Wow.
Well, no. I'm going to say no just on principle.
Oh, of course. Of course. You should say no and say, by the way, my name is spelled not with a PH.
Sometimes don't you just get like
– Yeah.
I don't want to say
that's
appalled
what I'm saying, like,
at other moms,
mm-hmm.
but there's an etiquette. There's
mm-hmm.
a mom etiquette.
Yes.
That some people don't follow, and some of it is unspoken. And by the way, you're not going to know this when you first have a baby. So don't
right.
think like, oh, my God, are people thinking I'm an asshole already?
Right.
No one thinks you're an asshole. The first – you get a free pass for like a couple years.
Right.
Where
it's,
we
it's,
all don't know what
it's
we're doing.
When you get, right. It's when you get into the elementary school age after like I would say second grade. I think kindergarten, then it goes into first grade. That's when it's like time to get your shit together.
Yeah, and that's when people's sort of personality disorders
mm-hmm.
kind of
shine through.
Come, yes,
mm-hmm.
because it's sort of the way you normally handle your business. Starts,
right.
You start handling your business with your kids that way.
Right.
Whether it's expecting and being a super demanding parent and wanting all the attention of the teacher
mm-hmm.
and not understanding that the teacher has a lot of other kids.
Oh,
and
my
maybe
God.
We might have an issue
right.
with our kid that we might want 5 minutes with the fucking teacher.
Yeah. I'll never forget. I had to go to open house one night for Natalia. It went to Natalia's classroom. This was at the other school. The teacher, first of all, the one mom, it was every – the teacher – you know how open house, they always surround the teacher. You're waiting to talk to the teacher.
Of course, yes.
Okay. This was first grade. So I'm waiting to talk to Natalia's teacher. The teacher has a nose ring and dyes her hair every other day, which is fine. I don't judge. I don't care. But – because of her hair and her style, this one mom was like, so who – like cornered her and was like, so who does your hair? Like, and I'm clearly standing there holding like my all my notes from Sunny's classroom and all the like
right.
shit that they throw at you, all
the
papers,
past year's IPAs.
And, right,
like,
all
I wanna...
that shit. And I'm holding all that stuff and I'm waiting and it's almost 8 o'clock is when it ends, and it's almost 8, and you hear that ring, ding, dong, you know, it's over, everybody have a nice evening, go home, bye. And she's talking about her hair, who her hairdresser is, who her stylist is, who her blah, blah, blah is, and I'm just standing there, and I'm going, who the fuck do you think you are, bitch, talking to the teacher when I'm standing here and you're talking about what you wore 2 days ago and asking her who does her hair? And by the way, teacher, hey, I'm a parent waiting to talk to you. How about you tell this bitch, I'll tell you about – I'll email you who my hairdresser is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let me go talk to Mrs. Carolla.
Agree. 100%.
I just don't understand these people.
I'm picturing that 100 emoji.
Right, with the
that
percentage.
I want to – I could have an emoji.
It'd be that. Yeah.
Spoken.
Uh-huh.
100.
Uh-huh.
Times 100.
Times 100. Cubed.
How did they – yeah, I'm with you.
I know. I know. Is it just us? When on the Reel It In page, is there people like complaining about? I saw somebody post a picture that said something. I think the license. So they took a picture of somebody's license plate and it said something like Todd's mom. And she posted it and she said, "Reel it in, Todd's mom."
Oh, yeah. These are all our people.
I love it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God. That's hilarious.
One of them posted a picture of that for their kid. And I think it was for kindergarten. Or it might have been preschool. But it was all the days of the week that they, it was spirit, mm-hmm. spirit week. Ugh. And it was all the things they needed to wear that week. And then
spirit.
At the bottom of it, it says, stay tuned for more, you know, dress up days.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
Wait, a week's not enough? You, every day this week, you got to make the kids
wear red, white, and blue.
Pajama bottoms day, this day, that day. And then there's more coming up.
Right. I know.
You just did a week.
Mm-hmm.
You crammed them all into one. Don't know,
I know
that we're good. Once that week is over, can't we be done?
I see those papers and I put them right in the trash. I don't even tell Sonny and Natalia anymore. Spirit rally or whatever on a Friday, maybe. I'll go, oh, today's spirit day or whatever, just so that they don't look like jackasses.
Right, right.
When I went to the back – no, not the back. It was the mother, son. It was the parent – student luncheon where
right,
I go get
right.
the lunch for the kid and
right.
I got bombarded about nothing. Everybody was in red, white, and blue. And I was like, why is everybody in red, white, and blue? And the mother mom's like, well, because that was like the theme of the parent. I was like, there's a theme? I didn't know that there was a theme.
Oh, my God. That's just bananas on bananas.
Exactly.
Too much.
It's exactly what it is, bananas. It's the nuts on top of the bananas.
Right.
On top of the sundae.
On top,
it's
yeah.
It's insane. It's an insane Sunday. You know what it is? This tooth is really bumping me this morning. You know when there's something bothering you and you just
yes.
can't get things right?
Yes.
Or it's like gnawing at you? It's that. It's really driving me nuts. Sorry.
Sorry.
yeah.
You know what happened to me?
What happened?
I got addicted to – so you know I don't eat sugar.
Mm-hmm.
In general
mm-hmm.
because I have a problem. Because I'm a very addictive personality.
Yeah.
So my kids got me to try one of these. Have you ever had fruit by the foot? It's basically candy. I'm just telling you. It's like candy. It's like a fruit roll-up, but it comes in a little.
By a foot. Oh.
Fruit by a foot?
Yeah. Roll-up.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's like mm-hmm. a little fruit roll-up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start eating it, and then you take the – peel it off the wrapper.
Mm-hmm.
And really, my kids were like, you should just try it. It's not like – candy, it's fruit, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you
it's
know,
fruit.
Of course I know better. You know I know better. I'm not stupid. But I was like, well, the kids are telling me I should just try it.
Right.
So I ate one. I went through a whole box of them yesterday.
Oh, are you kidding?
I have a problem, Lynette. And then
oh
the kids
God.
Were going, Mom, stop. Like, you're eating all the fruit by the foots. And I was like,
you
started it. It's like, you might as well have given me a cigarette.
I know.
This is on you.
I'm just surprised that's the first time you ever had a fruit by the foot. I mean, I grew up eating this.
Yeah,
stuff.
I know.
That has been
really?
Around for a
it's
while.
Been a lot, yeah.
Well, no.
Do you do that thing where you wrap it around your finger and then you start sucking on your finger until it dissolves?
No.
Yeah, I can
But
do
now
that.
I'm going to do that because
yeah.
I'm still on it. I haven't gotten off of it yet. I think I need to
now
go
I'm
into treatment.
I'm craving it.
Do they have treatment for that? Can you get pulled over for having too much fruit by the foot?
Fruit by the foot.
Is it going to impair my driving?
It's a really bad name if you think about it, fruit by the foot.
It kind of is. But I think – don't they have a bunch of them? I mean, I've
yeah.
bought my kids before like fruit snacks,
mm-hmm.
but I never had these fruit by the foot. But I bought it. I bought a big box of it at Costco.
Yeah,
that's where I went wrong.
Oh, there's where you went wrong. Yeah.
Mm-mm. So I go to Costco because I'm like, I've got to like break through this lunch conundrum
mm-hmm.
that I have every day.
Mm-hmm.
I got to figure because my kids, they don't like anything.
Yeah.
They're so specific. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to buy just some easy foods to just pack in their lunch.
Mm-hmm.
So I got some broccoli soup.
Yeah, give me
my
some
kids
ideas.
Like. I got some soup that you could just heat up in the morning and put it in their thermos. And
oh.
They like cheddar broccoli
soup. Oh, my God.
Soup.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So you can get two big containers of it at Costco. You can also get it at Ralph's. I'm going to try the Ralph's kind, too.
Okay.
It's a little more expensive. But anyway,
cheddar
you just take
soup.
That, put it in a bowl, microwave it, and then pour it in two thermoses, and then
– done.
Yeah. So the kids
okay.
like that. Okay. But so while I was there, I was like, well, let me get some of these Pringles single packs. My
mm-hmm.
kids love Pringles.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, well, look at these fruit roll-ups.
Mm-hmm.
These look like fruit, you know? It's called fruit. It's right in the name.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Not going to fool me into thinking it's junk food.
Right.
Don't look at me, judgy snack moms. This is, says fruit in the name. So I got a big box of that and then promptly have eaten like half the thing. And there was like probably 80 of them.
I know. Yeah.
Now there's hardly any left.
Oh, my goodness.
What is wrong with me?
I don't know. What was I going to say?
I need help.
Fruit by a foot, wrapping it around your finger. Oh, my God.
I used to love fruit roll-ups when I was a kid, but I think my mom bought the healthy kind.
Yeah, the healthy kind is not like at the Trader Joe's ones.
Like fruit leather.
Yeah.
My mom used to buy the kind that just wasn't that good.
Yeah.
It wasn't addictive.
Mm-hmm.
This kind is like candy.
Oh, this is candy. Yeah.
It's just candy.
Yeah.
There's no fruit in there.
No.
That is false advertising. I'm suing. Class action suit. I got to go to that illegal clinic for that.
Mm-hmm.
Help me start up a lawsuit.
Can I get my
against these fruit fakers?
Yeah.
You know, I should know better.
But listen, you got to have – what are you going to do? Just work and the whole time, your whole life, and not have any fun? You have to have some kind of fun.
So this morning – okay, so John's been stepping it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had my podcast today.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that's where we are.
Yeah.
So I have to walk Penelope in the morning, and I have had a cold. I don't know if you can tell. I'm kind of nasally.
Yeah.
So I've had a cold. So John was like, I'll get up with the kids. I'll take them to school in the morning. I was like, that is genius.
Wow, that's nice.
Thank you. But he's just not going to be able to easily make them lunch.
Right.
And get out the door.
Right.
And I'm too lazy at night to make the lunch the night before. Plus, you can't be heating soup and then, it's going to be cold. So whatever. So I get up in the morning. I make the kids lunch. And John's going to take them to school. And he starts to get out the door. And he's like, did everybody eat breakfast? And here's the thing. You guys you know me and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
It's never worked. It's not a good – none of my kids like anything.
No fruit by a foot this morning for breakfast.
So that's what – so Sadie was trying to get away with having some Pringles for
breakfast.
And John was like, what? That – Sadie.
And now you're like, go back to bed. I got this.
Well, no, but it was like I felt kind of embarrassed because I felt like I'm busted. Well, sometimes we do donuts in the morning. Like, it's just Adam would have divorced me like years ago.
My kids are
not going to eat yogurt. They're not going to eat a healthy, like, non-fat yogurt with almonds.
Right.
They're just not.
No. Now, you know
Elby
what?
Will eat yogurt sometimes in the morning.
Natalia's been eating a piece of toast with what's it called from Trader Joe's? It's the – it's not peanut butter. It's cookie butter. Cookie butter. Have you ever had that?
No.
Oh, Stephanie. Oh, my God. Cookie butter at Trader Joe's.
Am I going to like it as much as fruit by the foot?
You might have to get like 10 loaves of bread. I don't know what you eat. Like, she eats it on bread. I don't even know what you're supposed to do with it. But somebody introduced it to her. Oh, it was Cammy. That's who did it.
Oh.
And now she can't get off of it. And if Adam woke up and saw her, at one time he did. And I was like, oh, good morning. It's like, I'm like yawning and stretching in front of her. Oh, why are you doing up so early? And he's like, what are you eating there? And I said, she's having peanut butter on toast.
Perfect.
What does he know?
Like, yeah.
And he's like, give me a bite of that now. And then Sonny eats his granola
oatmeal?
Cereal.
Oh, but that's healthy.
I know. I don't care, Vinny.
Right. So I would love for my kids to have a bowl of cereal. There's really no cereals they like.
Uh-huh.
Sadie, for some reason, doesn't want cereal and milk.
Yeah.
Which is the Natalia important
too.
Part of the equation.
Right. She doesn't want milk. She wants the cereal part.
Right.
She sticks her hand in the cereal, but she doesn't.
Right.
Oh, that's.
And Xander will have a waffle with peanut butter.
That's good.
One of those Eggo waffles to me.
Mm-hmm.
Genius. You're good.
Mm-hmm.
But – not every day because he's just like, not in the mood. Elby will eat a yogurt or a waffle or like maybe sometimes some of those granola bars that have they're Nature Valley and they all have like almond butter or cocoa butter in them. She'll eat that sometimes. But my kids are just not big on breakfast.
They don't like it.
They don't feel like it. They don't have an appetite. So sometimes I'm like, have some Goldfish crackers. Just put something in your stomach.
Right.
And then I get John having to see that in action.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was appalled. He was like, what? And you know, I just kept my mouth shut because
And you're like, Sadie, put that down.
Because I would have totally probably been like, fine, whatever, mm-hmm. have some Pringles. At mm-hmm. least there's something in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we're going to get a bunch of comments that are like, but make some scrambled eggs the night before and then microwave. My kids don't want to eat eggs, okay? Yeah, so, sorry.
Yeah. Well, anywho.
Here's a TV show that's new that I want to watch.
Yeah.
It's a new show and it's on A&E. And
A&E's got some great shows.
I know.
I love A&E.
So this is a new one and it follows seven young adults from a variety of cultures and experiences, ages 21 to 26. Mm-hmm. Okay, I know you're not with me so far, but guess what? They embed themselves for a semester in a Kansas high school. Now you're on board.
Yeah.
Now you want to watch this show, mm-hmm. and so do I. I'm obsessed with the idea of going back to high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to always be like, what if I could get away with, like, remember the book Ridgemont High?
Uh-huh.
And Cameron Crowe actually went back to high school.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
how
yeah,
he wrote
yeah,
that
yeah.
book.
Yeah. Wow.
He went back to high school and then he wrote a book about it.
I forgot about that.
And then there was the movie Ridgemont High.
Right.
And it's so good. Okay, so this is they're really doing this in this show.
That's crazy. This is real. It's not a written
show. The participants
go
undercover as typical students attending classes, making friends, and participating in school clubs and activities to provide an inside look at what it's like to be a teenager today.
Nice.
Each with personal motivations driving them to help enact positive change, the participants, unaware of each other, arrive on campus where only the school administrators and select members of the community know their true identities and the reason for their semester-long stay.
That's so cool.
From bullying and the pervasiveness of social media to the struggle to excel in the classroom and navigating constantly evolving social standards, participants discover the challenges and complexities, both new and familiar. I wonder how they got the permission to film it, though.
Well, because it's a documentary, maybe.
So does the school just think they're participating in a documentary?
I guess.
But they don't know that some of the people that are older?
You mean how did they get away with showing?
With shooting it. Yeah, because you can't just shoot people. Mm-hmm. You can't hidden camera it.
They must. Yeah, that's a good point. Prompt important conversations. Huh.
Interesting. Well, I want to see this show.
Premieres October 10th.
Yeah. Set your DVRs or watch it or go to aetv.com and look for Undercover High.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then
that's a good name for a show too. Undercover
yes.
High.
Mm-hmm. I like anything with undercover in the name.
Yeah. And also, I was absolutely paid to say this commercial for American Housewife.
Ooh.
It's on ABC. If you guys haven't checked it out, you need to check out American Housewife. It's a relatable and funny comedy. And it's also paired with Modern Family. So it's every Wednesday at 9:30, and it's brutally honest and totally relatable. Mom, Katie Otto, and her flawed family who live in the wealthy town of Westport, Connecticut.
Yeah. That's going to be a good show too.
So check it out. American
and then
Housewife.
You guys, you have been so supportive of our Patreon.
Yes.
It's really amazing. And we love doing our Patreon extra episodes every week. Every week we do an extra 20 minutes of content.
And we also are very honest in that show too.
Yeah, we are. And because we enjoy doing it. And mm-hmm. if you just want to do $5 a month on Patreon, go to patreon.com, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, and look up For Crying Out Loud. And then just hit become a patron. And you can put in for $5 a month. And then you'll have access to all of the bonus content every week.
Yeah.
And if you want to do $50 a month, I know that's a little jump. But if you think about it, it's only like, I don't know, like 15 bucks a week.
Yeah, and it's
you get
also
a shout out for your business.
Right, you get a shout out for your business.
Because you're in our community,
mm-hmm.
such as Wayne Foundation, the
very
501
important.
Nonprofit dedicated to help girls out of sexual trafficking. Right now, they really need a little extra help too because of the hurricanes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to help Jamie Walton run her company, her foundation, visit waynefdn.org and help out. Okay. Also, Preppy Prodigy. They're a boutique school supply company started by a stay-at-home mom. And for every item they sell, a spiral notebook or pencil set gets donated to a child in the foster care system. Go to preppyprodigy.com. Ashley Duchesne is our photographer out of San Diego, and she co-hosts Photospark on iTunes. And
her
website is Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, Duchesne, D-U-C-H-E-N-E.com. And you can find her on Facebook and Insta, too. Kate Marengo is an interior designer with Interior Chicago. And she can help you, you know,
get your shit straightened out.
Yeah, pimp your home. Find her at interiorchicago.com and look up Kate Marengo on there. Sarah Dean, what the heck, hosts Shameless Mom Academy. It's a podcast where she helps moms find their identity again after motherhood. You know, you can't listen to too many podcasts, I say.
So
check out shamelessmom.com. Tish Clevenger is the Juice Plus lady of the hour. She can help you add 30 fruits and veggies and grains to your diet. Clevenger, C-L-E-V-E-N-G-E-R .juiceplus.com. Callie Weber is our Stella and Dot princess. Go to Stella and Dot and put in Callie Weber or find her on Facebook at Treat Yourself. Okay? That's Callie with a C. Michelle McKibben, California Mortgage Loan Officer with People's Home Equity Mortgage. You guys, get a loan. Call her at 707-208-8302 or email her at mckibben.michelle@yahoo.com. The Sip and Shine podcast.
Nice.
Tipsy History meets Unsolved Mysteries. We talk secret vices, reality TV, and hot mess struggles while nerding out. And I'll do the rest next week.
Yeah. Also, if you guys want to help for the hurricane victims, because I was reading about there's going to be so much work and so much disaster to clean up and get people back into their homes. You can look at go to Austin Disaster Relief Network. They can help. They'll get toiletries, inflatable mattresses, undergarments, cleaning tools, everything that the families
need.
Yeah. So go to Austin Disaster Relief Network if you want to help out for the hurricane in Texas. And, if you haven't listened to Sword and Scale Rewind, I don't know why you guys are missing out, because we are tearing it up. So every Wednesday, new episode of Sword and Scale Rewind. Thank you, Kaylin.
Thank you.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
All the people gave, and the poor got paid. And out of speakers, I did speak. I wore my sneakers, but I'm not a sneak. My Adidas touched the sand of a foreign land. With Mike in hand, I told to command. My Adidas in the close as can be. We make a mean team, my Adidas and me. We get around together, we down forever. And we won't be mad, we're born in bad weather. My Adidas. My Adidas. My
there when I rock the mic. On the set of a famous university, we took the beat from the street and put it on TV. 5D, RC on the movie screen. Hollywood knows we're good, if you know what I mean. We started in the alley, now we're chilling Cali, and I won't tell my beat.